Hey everyone, this is your boy Daily News from the Real Dream Podcast. On behalf of Duke Mailman and I, we want to thank all of you guys for listening to us and supporting us. If you like what you hear, please follow us on our social media pages. We're at The Real Dream Podcast on Facebook. We're at TRDcast on Twitter and Instagram. And if that's not enough for you, look us up on Linktree at linktree.com/TRDcast. Thank you all for the support and enjoy the episode. Welcome to the Real Dream Podcast. I'm your host, Daily News. I'm here with my boys, Duke and Mailman. How y'all feeling today, fellas?
What up? What's up? We good.
All right. We got a couple topics that are near and dear to us. The first topic for today, we're talking about a video that we found on social media. It's a man, TK Kirkland. He's getting interviewed by Vlad TV, and we want to talk about some of the stuff he talks about. I don't know if you guys heard or even know who he is, but the conversation is AJ Johnson, a famous African-American actor that's been in small roles here and there, passed away, and his wife posted a GoFundMe to help them pay for the funeral costs, which we know to be the norm in this day and age. And he talks about how he's not on board with that, man, and we're going to get into it. And
no, go ahead and play the clip.
All right. Let's go ahead and get it.
And what I want to share with the world is, no matter if you get that 15 minutes of fame, ladies and gentlemen, the goal in life is to remember you're a man and you're a woman. And what that means is, don't let fame take you out the lane of being responsible, being accountable for your life, because it's all make-believe. It doesn't exist. All this you thinking, people love you. You thinking that you're so popular. You got pride. You don't want to work a regular job. At the end of the day, you are a man and a woman. You got to handle your responsibility. And let me go deeper. Men who move in with women because you lied to her and told her you sold her the dream that you was going to be successful, but you ain't paying no bills around. You on lost homes. And she on lost cars because she believed in you. Come on, fellas. I've been talking about AJ. I've been talking about life insurance. I've been talking about burial insurance for years. Today, I'm talking to you about being a man. Step your game up and work and take care of yourself. And then when we talk about the insurance, listen, for years, and Vlad, I tell you this, I've been telling you guys about life insurance. Mm-hmm. I'm going to make it easy for y'all. If you can't get life insurance, get burial insurance. Do not put your loved one in a position to do GoFundMe, to ask for a handout. And the person who even asks for a handout, that person should even be embarrassed asking to help as well. Because it goes to show you, well, it goes to tell you this. Your bad planning should not be my emergency. Remember we did that years ago?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. I mean, it was a little sad to see one of our heroes that we love to see on the screen, from Ezell to, yes, you know, on Friday to the Players Club, mm-hmm, to I Got the Hookup, his family having to go forward and ask for donations, yes, in order to bury him.
Yes. And what people need to understand, you're going to die. I'm tired of this denial shit. You're going to fucking die. And I dealt with death at a young age, ladies and gentlemen. And this is what I came up with, Thinkology. Every time, I want you to remember this, every time after this interview, every time somebody dies, you're supposed to get your act in order. It's a reminder to let you know one day this is going to be you. And do you have your house in order? Mm. And what I mean by have your house in order, you have your life insurance, your burial insurance. Do you have a will? Do you have an estate? Do you have all these things together? Because nobody cares, ladies and gentlemen. When you drive through LA and different parts of the country, people on the street,
intense,
on the highway, intense. Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is not a game. And all you have to do is just dig deep down and put your pride to the side. Go get a job. If you're in love with a woman, y'all work it out together, or stay by yourself so you don't lose everything in a divorce or a girlfriend. But I just want y'all to win. I just and this is gonna be my last thing saying on this. AJ, I've always loved you as a brother. To the family, friends, I hope that you guys got what you wanted. But to the future deaths in this world, there are programs, just research it, that will pay for your burial and funeral expenses.
Mm. There's a lot to unpack there, fellas. There is a lot. Ooh, I know.
Yeah, it is.
For those who don't know, TK Kirkland is a comedian who travels around the country and does stand-up comedy. And he's been in a couple movies here and there, but nothing big, nothing that anybody would know him from unless you knew who he was. So there's a lot of this stuff going on. So we're going to break this up into two parts, man. First, we're going to talk about what he mentioned about this idea of life insurance. And there was something he said specifically. He said, don't let your bad planning be my emergency.
Be my emergency.
Man. All right. So I'm going to talk to you fellas about that. How did that hit you? What did you get from that part specifically?
I'm split on this one. Because on one hand, I absolutely understand where he's coming from with this. Like, I get what you're saying. Time to step your game up. You know what I'm saying? Start planning for these things to happen, especially with things like death. We're born to fucking die. That is an absolute, you know what I mean, that nobody can get away from. So you need, as soon as you can, start planning for that. I absolutely get that. But on the other side of me, it's like, you know, when he said, don't let your poor planner be my emergency, it's like, is that something that people actually plan for, is to not have those type of things, you know what I'm saying, taken care of? Does life happen to motherfuckers? And you know what I'm saying? You have trouble, you know what I'm saying, just even paying your bills, let alone be able to pay for the insurance or pay for this or pay for that. It's instant gratification type of thing. You know what I mean? Well, if I pay for something right now, I expect a return on that right now. Or like, I go to McDonald's and I buy a burger, give them my money at the drive-thru. When I come to the second window, I expect to be getting my food type of deal. Like, you know, most people don't plan for these things to happen. And with that being said, though, it's like, I don't think a lot of people understand that when they did that movie Friday, I think John Witherspoon did a video where he talked about how they only got paid like maybe $5,000 to $8,000 for that movie. As mm-hmm. big as it did, as much money as it grows, they only got paid like $5,000 to $8,000 for doing that movie. And when you a C-list celebrity or D-list celebrity or even B-list celebrity, you're not making no ridiculous, you know what I'm saying, kinds of money to where you can actually, you know, take out these kind of things and be able to do these kind of things. So one part of me is like, you know, yeah, I feel like he should have planned better for that. You know what I mean? Even if he didn't really, you know what I'm saying, make much money and shit like that. But then, you know, and don't put that kind of burden or responsibility on to your family. But at the same time, it's like the other part of me says, like, you know, we all fall on hard times. You can be up one moment and be fucking down the fucking next. You know what I mean? I've never met anybody that was just up all the fucking time and that never needed to call and ask somebody for some help. You know what I mean? If somebody's in need, do you just turn your back on them because they should have been, they grown, they should have taken care of their responsibilities? Or do you, you know what I'm saying, be kind? And if you are able to help somebody that's in need. That's where I'm kind of torn with this thing. You know what I mean? Because I guess I see both sides of it. That also made me think about your situation too, News, where, you know, you didn't call and ask anybody for help when your wife passed. You know, I don't even know if you needed help or not. Of course, I would have helped you just because we brothers, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, if you had called out and asked for the help, you know what I'm saying? But would it have been fair to be like, you knew this shit was going to happen, you know what I'm saying? Why the fuck you didn't fucking plan for this shit and have that shit, have your ducks in a row type shit? You know what I'm saying? So, like, you see why I'm so torn with this one, like, you know, because I can see both aspects.
It hits you personally a little bit because of me.
Yes.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. No, I get it. Yes. Because we've known each other. You've known my whole situation. I get it. I hear that.
Yes. Yes. And I would have fucking, I don't care what I would have had to do. If you call me, I don't care if your shit wasn't in order. If you needed help me, I would have helped you in any kind of way that I possibly could.
So our podcast is basically about this. Our podcast is about growing. Our podcast is about generational wealth. Our podcast is about getting into stocks and things of that nature. Leaving our children in a better position than we are in currently, or that we are starting the blocks for them to have a better life. That's what I, yeah, he might be saying it a little harsh or what have you when he said, you know, don't let your poor planning become my emergency. I get that. But I like the message. And what I took from that was you do everything that you possibly can do. That's what the point of us talking right now is so that we don't leave that, because that's a burden. You know, you don't want to leave that burden on your family. You want to make sure that your family is taken care of as best as possible for when you're not here. Now, if it doesn't work out for certain situations, it shouldn't be for lack of trying. It shouldn't be for lack, you know what I'm saying? You should be out there doing everything you could possibly do. Don't none of us here rich. Ain't none three of us that are on this podcast right now, ain't none of us rich. But we're doing the best that we can, and we're planning to put things aside. Some, you know, me personally, I've already started to do that. I already have life insurance. Now, I didn't know anything about a burial insurance or anything like that, but I'm going to look into that. Like you said, right. Do your research. You know what I'm saying? Right. And there's different, you know, and if that don't work, like you said, do your research to where if you are in a situation to where you might not have that little bit extra, or don't have a job or something like that, that you can put aside, or through a bank account that you can put aside life insurance or and stuff like that. I understand that, but that's what he's talking about as well. Then do your research and have that game plan with your family. Let's say, okay, we know our financial situation. God forbid, when / if I go, I want you guys to have these resources to what we can do so that when this time does come, everybody's not, you know, taking a step backwards because, and we don't have the result to a GoFundMe or anything like that, because we looked into these resources to get this funeral paid or to get the burial paid or at least helped out and stuff like that. Because I know, I mean, we all know people that have had that issue. They don't have to be a necessary celebrity. You know, that brings it to light again for people to talk about, because like he said, another thing that he said that hit me was, when someone passes, that's your reminder to get your shit together, because eventually that's just going to happen to you. And that's true.
Yeah,
that's straight true, because that's what's happening to me now. You know, that's what's especially, you know, y'all know what's going on with a couple people that, you know, co-workers that have lost people. I've just lost my grandparents, you know, stuff like that. So that's exactly what that does. That's exactly what death does. It reminds you, like, fuck. No. I'm going to have my family in this situation eventually as well. I need to make sure they going to be good.
Right.
You know, as horrible as that is to talk about and think about, because don't nobody want to think about their demise, you know, but, you know, unfortunately, unless something crazy happened in science in the next, you know, several years, 20 years, 40 years, whatever it is, I don't know how much long I'm going to live. I'm going to try to live 40 more years, but who knows, you know?
Duke was saying about, you know, it's not something people don't want to discuss and talk about their demise. But this, it's a thing in my family where we all have plots already bought and paid for, like, you know, 3 plots in the same cemetery already bought and paid for. And we do that every time someone in our family passes, so that we all are buried together. So, like, let's say, God forbid, one of my aunts passed today, then we'll buy another plot, or buy another 2 plots if we can, you know, if we can afford to. But like, so we kind of plan for that. You know what I mean?
You have a family legacy to plan for the next.
Yes, we've been doing that for years. Like, all my family members are literally buried beside each other.
Yeah. No, I think that's dope. I think that's awesome. I think that's on the right path, because it helps with the grieving process, right?
I mean,
we've all been there. When it's time to grieve, man, you don't want to worry about payments and funeral homes and how much everything is and prices. You don't want to deal with that. You know what I mean? And so, at the same token, he said, at least have a burial plan, right? Burial insurance, yeah.
Burial insurance, yeah.
Yeah. I'm not trying to have
it. It's like 10 grand just to bury a motherfucker.
It is. It is.
And that's on the low side.
Right, right.
To have a cremate.
To cremate is cheaper, yeah, but even then, you got to worry about the service, sending this person off, right? It's prices, but I don't want that, man. I want my death to be a celebration. Say what you want about this. I want my daughter to be like, damn, I am going to miss my dad, but he put me in a situation to where I'm set for the rest of my life. That would be beautiful, yep. Right? That would be amazing. You know what I mean? Because now daddy's memory is not like I'm tied. My soul, my life is now tied to your success. To your family success. And if she has multiple kids, you know what I mean? It's a beautiful thing, man. And when and I know Duke said it differently about how, you know, it was harsh. Don't let your poor planning be my emergency. That is a very...
Well, y'all know me. I'm a harsh motherfucker sometimes. So that shit, that didn't affect me in any way but a positive way, because I understood that 100%. Not everybody is like that, though.
I understood that shit, too. Like, you know what I'm saying? As soon as he said it, I was like, damn. You know, yeah, it came out a little brash, but it was like, damn, he's right, though. You know what I'm saying? And he, you know, but it also kind of spoke to me as kind of cold. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, just kind of cold and heartless. Like, you know.
That's because... When news fall, you still trying to catch that nigga. I let it happen. That's a difference. See? That's a difference right there. You trying to catch him, I'm going to let him fall.
You go to hell.
Listen. Full circle, don't it? I understand that too, but I'm saying, where does integrity fall into play, you know what I mean? Talking about integrity, doing the right thing because it's the right thing to do, not because it's the easiest thing to do.
Oh, absolutely.
That's what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like a lot of times, a lot of people, you know, forget that integrity aspect of things because they hyper-focused on, you know, other aspects of things. Mm-hmm. You know, understand what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
And
I get you.
I know, I understand where you come from with saying that, you know, nobody's 100% a good person, but, you know, that doesn't mean we shouldn't strive to be a good person. That doesn't mean that we shouldn't want to be better, you know, better for ourselves. And, you know, in my eyes, you know, and money is not every damn thing. And just because we said this before, just because you got money don't make you a good person. You know, and that's where integrity comes in. So if you're running out here chasing somebody because they got money, you know what I mean, and you end up getting treated like shit, then don't fucking come crying about, you know what I'm saying, I got treated like shit when you went out to somebody for their money instead of their integrity or their character.
Yeah, no. What we talk, and you're important. You're right. We do talk about teaching integrity and instilling the things that we do in our daughters and our sons and all that. And at the same token, we also know having integrity is not something that you can teach integrity. We can instill integrity. We cannot instill money. We have to. That's something that falls on us. And you're absolutely right. When you're talking about relationships, when you're talking about our kids, it's kind of a both thing. You see what I mean?
Yeah. Well, it's easy to be humble when you ain't got shit.
Right.
It shows your integrity and shows the type of person you are when you have shit and you're still humble.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. And so,
exactly that.
Yeah. So, man, good segment, y'all. I love talking to y'all niggas. Yeah. Hey, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We're actually going to go back to this video and talk some more about it. We'll be right back. Hey everyone. As a parent, we all want to set our kids up for success any way we can, and that includes teaching them the value of earning, saving, and investing money even at an early age. So when Duke introduced Mailman and I to the Greenlight card, it became something we were very intrigued in. The Greenlight card is a prepaid debit card designed to teach your kids about the fundamentals of personal finance. Using this app and card, kids can earn money through chores, set saving goals, spend wisely, and even invest. As a parent, you can set flexible goals and receive real-time alerts while your child is monitoring their own balance, setting goals for themselves, and learning how to manage their money. The app gives you complete control over your child's money by allowing you to set spending limits at specific stores. Plus, it has unique features like a savings account that earns parent-paid interest and an investing platform where your kids can invest in real time with your permission. Duke's been using this for a while. And
green light!
Yeah, and Mailman and I are just signing up as well for our children because setting them up for success is important. And we want to invite all our listeners to do the same. So if you have children and this is interesting to you and this speaks to you, please go to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, and our Linktree page and find a green light link and sign up. We're excited We're excited to share this journey with you guys. And we also want to hear how it works out for you. So let us know. And we're back to the Real Dream Podcast. We're on to our second segment and we're talking about a video by TK Kirkland that was posted on Vlad TV. We're talking about this idea of generational wealth, about making sure that the second generation is left off and that they don't have to worry about your funeral when you do pass. I'm not even going to say when or if. We all going to die sometime. The Lord's going to call us all. And so there was one thing
not everybody going to the upper room. I hate to break it to you, but not everybody's going up there.
Oh, shit. You're right about that.
You can't have good without the bad, right?
Oh, mm-hmm. Man. But let's talk about this, man. There was something that he mentioned about this whole concept of death. He says every time somebody dies, it's a reminder to get your act in order because this is going to be you. Once again, we talked about it before. That's a cold way to view this, right? You know what I mean? And yet I didn't look at it like that. So I want to talk to you guys. What about that? Don't get me wrong. We've talked to our listeners about me losing my wife. We've talked to we've all lost people. Duke, you talked about your grandparents. How do you see that statement on how you view the loss of family and friends and close people in your life? Do you view it as an example? Yeah.
I was going to say it 100%. It's gotten me refocused. I kind of mentioned it in the first segment. That's one of the things that hit me as well. Like, you know, when it's one thing when you lose grandparents, of course, still hurts and everything. And that still puts things in perspective, especially as you start to lose people closer to you, you know, like close cousins and, you know, grandparents. And then unfortunately, eventually your parents and, you know, so on and so forth. The closer it gets to you and the closer that person is to you, the more
it hits you.
Yeah. Which then in turn, because of the type of person that I am, refocuses me to be like, okay, I'm not doing exactly what I want to do. I might not have went for a promotion at work that I wanted to go for because I was being stagnant for a minute. You know what I'm saying? Or I didn't go and do, you know, this one more thing that I know I should be doing or that I've said that I wanted to do previously, but for whatever reason, I've been halting myself from doing it. That's refocused me and, you know, and made me be like, no, fuck that. I'm going to go and do what I want to try to do here. And if I fall short, I fall short. But at least this way, I know I'm going to go do it. And I know I'm going to try to do everything I possibly can to execute that, no matter what it is. You know, so that's what it's done for me. It's just make me refocus. And plus 2021 ain't no joke. Everybody's talking about 2020. 2021, I'm like, hold my motherfucking beer, bitch, because this shit is crazy right now, yo. No, like, people are dropping off like flies. And I'm talking about young people. I'm talking about people that in their 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, because that's all still young. I know we got teenagers that listen to our podcast that are like, oh, that's already old. Nah, 50 ain't even old nowadays. You know what I'm saying? It's people that is passing from random shit based off of that. That's what hits you right there. That random, you know what I'm saying, that you're not planning for. You know what I'm saying? That you don't come to terms with. All of a sudden, you just boom. All of a sudden, you're like, yo, so-and-so just passed. You're like, wait a minute. I just talked to so-and-so a day ago or a couple days ago. Or, you know what I'm saying? We was just rolling and we just, you know, did the head nod not too long ago because we passed by each other, you know? And it's like, that's what hits you. Like, yo, that could be me. I need to go out there and achieve and execute every fucking thing I need to do to not only better myself, but to better everybody behind me and with me. You know what I'm saying? So I grab a hold of y'all, being my brothers, and be like, I'm going to move forward. So you motherfuckers is coming right along with me. You know what I'm saying? So then we push each other to do what we need to do. You know what I mean? That's what this shit is about right here for me, yo. Yeah, we need to be focused and we need to fucking get that goal. And that's what we all doing right now. We all got something going on within our personal and business lives right now and work lives right now that is improving our financial situations right now. All three of us are doing something. We ain't putting our business out there because it ain't nobody's business to know what we're doing. But they know, but whether they know or not, we making those moves. We making them in silence. And that's the way you supposed to do it, because then a motherfucker can't try to stop you. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna stop now because I'm getting a little excited.
No, keep it going, boy.
Go ahead, smoke you some, bitch.
For real, yo. That's the shit I'm talking about. Like, you know, I want everybody in my circle to eat. I want everybody in my circle to be on that same level or better than me. If I'm the lowest in the circle, then I did something right. Then we all doing something right. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because we pushing each other to do better. You
Especially
know,
we with not the heights that we aiming for.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
If you the lowest on the totem pole with the heights that we freaking aiming for, you still doing good, goddamn.
Exactly. That's my point. Exactly, yo. So, you know, it's just, that should have just, you know, like I said, it refocused me. So, y'all can go ahead.
Go ahead, man.
Well, shit, I don't know. I don't anything else left to be said that ain't said shit. Already. I'm right there with you. Like, I was going to say the exact same shit. Like, I got shit in the making that's been fucking, I'm trying to get popping off that I've been planning, you know what I'm saying, for months now. I'm waiting, still waiting on that shit to fucking pop out, but I still got other shit that I got to fucking deal with, you know what I'm saying, that requires my immediate attention, so I have to put my immediate focus on that, but don't think that shit is on the back burner. You know what I'm saying? It's just being postponed. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's different between putting something on the back burner and postponing some things. That just means you got to deal with some immediate shit. You know what I'm saying? And like right now, I'm dealing with some immediate shit so that, you know what I'm saying, I could get back to work on the shit that I put, you know what I'm saying, that I postponed. But that shit was already in the making too. So hopefully both of these motherfuckers jump off at the same damn time. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? I'm on a mission too, like, you know what I mean? Like, I've been focused though, like, I've been focused on some shit, like, you know. And I'm gonna say this too, and y'all might not know this though, but like, my last relationship, it was a bad relationship, hands down. But one thing that I do appreciate about that relationship is that, you know what I'm saying, one thing that she taught me was that get up, you know what I'm saying, and take care of your business. If there's some shit that you need to fucking handle, you know you need to get that shit handled. Get up off your ass and handle that business. And you know what I'm saying? Like, that shit has stuck. It's been 4 years, you know what I'm saying, since me and her, but that shit is still echoes in my head to this fucking day. You know, if you know you got business to take care of, go take care of that business. The goal is still in the vision is still in sight.
Ain't nothing wrong with a pit stop.
Right.
Got to refuel.
But don't let it. Exactly. Just don't let it be your last stop. But ain't nothing wrong with a pit stop. That's all.
Listen, if it takes my death to motivate you to do better, you know what I mean? Don't get me wrong. there are some people that hit me hard. We've all lost people. I probably lost more than the law should allow. And so if it takes my death for you to learn, like, hey, man, damn, Daily News is gone. I really need to pick up my life. I don't feel like I did enough in my life. You see what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I want to be that inspiration for you to get your act together and get it in order and move forward now while I'm still here. I want to see your success while I'm here. Mm-hmm. And that, don't get me wrong, I'm sure eventually I'm going to go and the upper room. Yeah, you know I mean,
you sure you going to the upper room?
Either that, man, just make sure you pour some water down for me. Yeah, I mean, because it's gonna be hot down there. Either way,
hey, fuck that. Like you say, do it now. I'm gonna sprinkle some holy water and some fucking olive oil on your ass now.
Shoot, you ain't right, you ain't wrong. But listen, man, look, death is supposed to be a reminder to get your acting in order. I don't want it to be a reminder, man. I want to build personally. This is, and I'm not saying I'm trying to. I'm just saying I want to be an inspiration to be like, listen, News is gone. It was because of him that I got my life in order. Not now that he's gone, I got my life in order. That I got things taken care of. I want to reach people now, man. You know what I mean? Something that spoke to me is that there's going to come a point in time. Check this out. We talked about it not too long ago on our podcast where we had the lovely Bahia Shabazz on our podcast, right? We are going to have that woman back on our podcast and we are going to tell her how what she said meant to us and what it did for us, the motivation, the information, what it did for us to grow as a podcast and as individuals. That's what I want. That's what I want. You know what I mean? To be able to be like, yeah. And hopefully my growth is reaching our listeners and our growth is reaching our listeners and they can get that too, man. That's beautiful.
Hell yeah. Yeah,
definitely. Yeah, like I said in the last episode, there's two ways to affect humankind: manipulate it or inspire it.
Human growth.
News, you reminded me of something too when you were just talking just now, and it reminded me of how, like, if you've ever watched like American Idol or shows like that, there's always this scene where, you know, you have this individual that says, oh, I'm doing this for my past loved one, and then they come and steal the show. And it's just like you saying, my thinking was, why couldn't you have done that while they were still alive so that they would be able to see you and witness you and share in your joy and your triumph, you know what I'm saying, of making it.
Yeah, man. It's
like, do these things while you, if you got loved ones, spend time with them now while you got them. Don't wait till they pass to, you know what I'm saying, to say, oh, I wish I had did this more. I spent more time with them. You got loved ones, spend time with them. Love them now while you got them. Tell them that you love them. Right. Call them and let them know you love them now while you still got them. Don't wait till they dead.
And to our faithful listeners that have listened to our previous podcasts, if I die, and you one of them loved ones that's like, you know what? I didn't like him when he was alive, but man, it hurts now that I realize that he's gone. Be warned, because my man Duke and Mailman going to call you out at my funeral. Damn, but Skippy.
Roast your ass. Roast your ass. You better patch that shit up now, motherfucker. Shit, I'm telling you, if you don't, I'm going to roast your ass.
I don't know
if I'm going to do it at the pulpit. You know what I'm saying? While I'm giving the eulogy, but you damn sure going to hear from it.
Shit. I'm gonna be outside the door waiting on that motherfucker. Hold on, player. You ain't on the list. What your name is? Nah. He wrote right here in his will. When your debt is over $25, you ain't allowed in, player. You gonna have to scoop.
Hey, well, hand me that cash. Run that cash. Right,
run that
now,
fade real right. quick. Either run that cash or run that fade, boy.
What you want? Yeah.
To all our listeners, the Caucasian persuasion, when I say the term run that fade, that means I'm going to fight you. Okay. Not everybody know that. I gotta, you know. It is what it is. I love y'all, though. I love y'all. On that note, man, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Y'all stay tuned. Hey, everyone. We're excited to announce our partnership with Greenlight. Greenlight card. Yeah.
Hold on. I wrote a commercial. You want to hear it? Here you go. Greenlight. Because I use it and they're paying me for it. Right. Cha-ching. Bam. There you go.
And that's commercial. All right. Back to the show. And we're back to the Real Dream Podcast. We're on to our third topic
on the next episode of Wretched News. Let's get wretched.
Hey, man, Mailman said that last episode, but your face when you do that shit, boy, is just priceless.
Hilarious. Let's get to the debauchery. Let's go.
The debauchery.
Yeah, so... A ratchet news of the day, man. We're talking about a Louisiana woman who quits her job at Walmart like a boss, says the article, man.
Like a boss.
Right. Rick Ross in it. This Louisiana woman decided it was time to leave her job at Walmart and quit using the store's PA system. I'm sure if you spent enough time... I know, right? I'm sure if you spent enough time inside the Shreveport...
Man, play the clip.
Hold on, let me read it. Let me read the intro.
No, play the clip first.
My man's ready. Let me get to it. Let's get to it, man. Let's get to it.
So this is neighborhood.
Exactly, wow. You know what I'm saying? Now y'all see where I get that shit from.
Walmart Shoppers and Associates. My name is Beth from Electronics. I've been working at Walmart for almost 5 years, and I can say that everyone here is overworked and underpaid. The attendant policy is bullshit. We are treated from management and customers poorly every day. Whenever we have a problem with it, we're told that we're replaceable. I'm tired of the constant gaslighting. This company treats their elderly associates like shit.
Damn.
To Jared, our store manager, you're a pervert.
Damn.
Greta and Kathy, shame on y'all for treating your associates the way you do. I hope you don't speak to your families the way you speak to us. Shout out to Dominique, Patty, Chardell, and so many more. Walmart doesn't deserve y'all. Fuck management and fuck this job. I quit.
There you go. There you go. Now she's talking my language. That's what I'm talking about.
Hey, she put on boy on black.
Hey, for real. Jared.
You a
pervert. What's nigga name? Jared.
Jared.
Oh, hey. Ooh.
Let's play Jared. That nigga in jail for, you know, pornography, child pornography. Hey. Yeah, so that goes. That was probably her boss.
Right. Damn shame.
Stay away from motherfuckers named Jared, I guess.
damn, that's
called motherfucker cowboy.
That's the shit I'm talking about.
And Walmart. And the motherfuckers that's over her too. Y'all treat your fucking associate. But she said something too that kind of, you know what I'm saying, was like, damn, anybody that worked in customer service feel on this shit. When she was like, the customer's cheating just like shit and management.
Yep.
And when they tell you, when you tell them you have a problem with, they fucking tell you, well, you're replaceable. That's some fucking, that's some cold-blooded shit right there.
Yeah, it is, man. Good, Duke, man.
I'm just saying, that was a cold-blooded ass shit, man. Like, I got mad respect for that young lady. Fucking tell them, kiss her ass and fucking I'm out this bitch. Did it over the PA system so the fucking customers in there were here too, goddamn it.
And all the employees, everybody that worked there on day shift know Jared a pervert now. Everybody know.
Hey, have y'all ever seen that movie, was it How High, but the one with Dave Chappelle? And the guy was getting ready to quit his job. He's like, fuck you, you're cool.
Yeah.
This bitch. All I want to know who's coming with me. Half-baked.
Half-baked, yep. There it is.
Yeah,
figured it out. I'm like, God damn it. What's the name of that shit?
That shit reminded me of. I'm like, that's some straight-up half-baked moment right there, guys.
This sounds weird because I love shaking shit up, right? I love shaking shit up to where you gotta realize that shit that was working ain't gonna work no more. This pandemic, man, has changed the way people view jobs because for a year, everybody worked from home or had to figure out a way to get their income together. And started doing these random shit, whether it be OnlyFans or make or opening their own business or hustling, not like drugs or shit, but like, you know, like just grinding to get their money. That's what I'm talking about. And now you want them to come to work and be treated like shit and like, oh no, you replaceable. Most of these motherfuckers ain't with that no more, man. You are going to have to finally, as corporations, prioritize employees in the food industry and the healthcare industry, because these people can get degrees and work anywhere they want, and they don't have to accept that shit, man. Stop sitting there and playing your employees or paying your employees $30,000, $40,000 a year, and then you in corporate making $200,000 a year. It's just not going to fly no more, man. It's not. Y'all going to have to figure it out.
Do better, motherfuckers.
Yep. It is.
For real.
I say this because I'm in the healthcare field. And there should be no one, absolutely no one, who cares for another human life that makes less money than a motherfucker that flips burgers at McDonald's. None. I'm sorry. That's just the reality of it. And
hey, motherfuckers hey, want to up,
change
hold
that
up,
shit.
Hold up. You know what I'm saying? You gotta eat to live. You know what I'm saying? So motherfuckers taking care of motherfuckers like too. A lot of motherfuckers don't know how to cook these days either. Hey, and I don't know very motherfucking in the slaughterhouse or whatever, you know what I'm saying? You can fucking go and just, you know what I'm saying, buy that motherfucking slab of beef wholesale and put it in the
oh, shit.
You know what I'm saying?
He said, hey, so them flipping burgers and save my life.
It's like, slow down, motherfucker. Your motherfucking ass got COVID and can't leave the fucking house. You know what I'm saying? Go get groceries. But Uber Eats will drop that shit off in and guess what? That motherfucker at McDonald's got to fucking make that bitch. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. She ain't going to make herself, you know?
True.
All I really got for her is she ain't have enough fucks in that.
She ain't had no fucks. No motherfuckers. I ain't had no motherfuckers.
If it wasn't enough. I ain't had nothing like that. She should have went off on the motherfucker. Every other set, every other him. Word would be like motherfucker this, motherfucker hey, you, motherfuck your mama, motherfuck your daddy, and motherfuck everybody.
She's not Samuel Jackson, I mean, damn.
Everybody. Yeah, I know, right? Fuck I know, that right? shit.
She like, I'll go fuck up my referral.
Listen,
that's
listen.
The only difference. If I'm a Kashika ass, it'd have been some motherfuckers thrown up in there. That's all I'm saying. Right, that's all I'm saying.
You know what I mean, dude? If you say too many, you're going to be too famous. Like, you're going to be applying at jobs that ain't got nothing to do with Walmart. You'll be like, hi, welcome to Janice Bakery. What's your name?
Oh, you the motherfucker, huh?
Yeah, no, we can't hire y'all. We can't hire you. Sorry.
I know who you are, motherfucker. He at the interview. What's up, motherfucker?
Oh shit.
Yeah, you think I can recognize your motherfucking ass? Yep. I do. Now you want to work here. I know how you get down.
Shit, yeah. Hey, you hear some crazy shit that I found out? Do you know that Samuel Jackson is the only person in any Star Wars remake or enactment or show or movie ever to have a purple lightsaber?
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, and they made it specially for him. I don't know, just because of Samuel Jackson, you know, whatever. And he was in one of the stars. And on the hilt of the lightsaber was engraved, motherfucker.
No way.
Yeah. I remember hearing something about that. I didn't know if it was true or not, but I remember hearing something about that.
I ain't never heard that shit.
Not only is he the only one to have a purple lightsaber, he's the only one that he had it engraved on. He didn't do it. The director engraved it on there. Motherfucker.
First off, how many other Black Jedis was there too?
Well, you had Billy Dee Williams was in the original one.
Now, Jedi, Samuel Jackson was the only Jedi.
Oh, well, yeah, Jedi. Yeah, he's the only Jedi.
But I consider Yoda black. Well, Yoda was colored. So I count him.
Yoda ass also lived for 1,000 years, goddammit. That motherfucker ain't normal.
You ain't got Uncle Elroy, Uncle that be like, damn, Uncle, you look old as shit. That's Yoda.
right? Instead of jumping around, throwing swords and shit, kicking motherfuckers' ass.
Yep, yep. You ever see him throw a shoe across the room? Uncle. Yoda.
Everybody got a black uncle like that.
Yep.
Damn sure do. Yep.
Yep.
For real.
That will whoop a motherfucker ass real quick.
I got an uncle that whooped somebody else's kid ass, and then his parents be like, oh, Mr. Cooper whooped you? Oh, no. Oh, you ain't going to mess okay. with Mr. Cooper. I got to whoop your ass now because Mr. Cooper whooped your ass. Y'all being related to Mr. Cooper. That shit sucks. Beth McGrath, man, listen. You made a stand and you stood up for what you believe was right. Do you, boo. And, you know, I wish you many successes with your next endeavor. I would stay away from PA systems for a little bit, though, because, you know, job would be nervous. On that note, Duke Mailman, shit. Listen, I love you guys. Is there anything you guys want to say before we cut out here today?
Green
light. I was wondering when it was coming. I heard it all the episode. I'm like, oh.
I know. I purposely waited.
Mailman, you got anything to add, man?
Not a damn thing. Stay black, stay proud.
All right, man. Listen, I love you guys. I wish you nothing but success and happiness.
Too. Love y'all too, my brothers.
Love y'all too. Love y'all, man.
And to our listeners, y'all keep dreaming. Take care.